But Christian Scott was the story. What was so fun about Christian Scott is he was efficient. Through four innings, he gives up the leadoff hit to Drake Baldwin to start the game, gets the next three guys out. 1-2-3 second, 1-2-3 third, 1-2-3 fourth. So he puts together a streak of retiring 12 in a row after giving up the leadoff hit, and his pitch count is 43 through four. And that's huge because the one critique one could have on Christian Scott is just going deeper into games. That's it. Just go deeper into games. You're pitching to a really low ERA, but there's too many five-inning and obviously less than five-inning performances from Christian Scott. So to be at 43 through four was awesome, and it allowed the fifth and sixth to be laborious, where he threw a million pitches over those two innings. But because he had such a low number through the first four, he was able to get through six. He has that battle with Ozzie Albies to start the fifth, an eight-pitch at-bat that turns into a hit, and then strikes out Mike Yastrzemski, and he strikes out Austin Riley, who looks lost at the plate. And he gets through five after adding on 26 pitches in that fifth inning. But the real test of strength for Scott was in that sixth. Giving up a leadoff double to the ninth place hitter, Jim Jarvis, not good. Giving up an unlucky infield hit to Drake Baldwin, not good. You're staring at first and third, nobody out in a 0-0 game, but you're also staring at Acuna, Olsen, and Harris. And this was a real test for him. You figured they were giving up a run. And unfortunately, the way the offense was looking and Chris Sale on the mound, one run could have been the difference. It obviously turned out to be. But the fact he got out of that jam, first and third, nobody out, and A.J. Green let him finish it. Did I say A.J. Green? Andy Green. Andy Green let him finish it, I thought was one of Scott's finest moments of the year. He strikes out Acuna with two on. He gives up, unfortunately, the base hit to Matt Olson ahead of the count, that old bugaboo we talked about. And then after that, first and third, one out, down a run. Michael Harris, he gets the pop up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
But the real test for Andy Green was after Scott walked Ozzie Albies to load the bases up with two out and his pitch count at 93. I was stunned that he did not take him out. And I liked it because I think we are getting to the point in this season where you want to challenge your young arms. You want Christian Scott to learn. I think the goal for Christian Scott, besides health, that's always the goal, is continue to show improvements the rest of the way. So bases loaded, two out, 1-0 game, Mauricio Dubon at the plate, pitch count of 93, go for it. Go prove you can get out of this. And it was shaky because he fell behind him 3-1. And then I think Scott was smart. He's like, look, if I'm going to go down, I got to go down in a blaze of glory. I can't go down nibbling. I can't go down getting too cute. And he went after him with a 3-1 fastball, and good things happened. Dubon hit a fly ball. He hit it far, but he hit it to the wrong part of the ballpark. It was an easy catch for Luis Robert Jr., and Christian Scott was able to complete six innings. And in this day and age, six innings is that benchmark. That's the benchmark you want to hit. And for Scott, who hadn't done it all year, it's a big moment for him. And I think it was made even bigger because of the fact that Andy Green allowed him at 93 pitches after walking Ozzie Albies to finish the sixth inning. And he did, and he rewarded him. And kudos to Christian Scott. It is tough to not be excited about the way Christian Scott is throwing the baseball and the fact that he's improving. And the improvement we saw was efficiency in the first four and the balls to finish the job in the sixth inning. Kudos to Christian Scott.
I love it, but let me ask you a question. Like, at this point in the season, wouldn't we just want to push guys anyway? Like, what are we trying to accomplish? We're not trying to win anything. right? I mean, we'd like to go on a crazy win streak and make the playoffs, but that's highly unlikely. So at this point in time, don't you think that they have to push Christian Scott, make him go those six innings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I liked it. Do they have to? I mean, you toe the line between not injuring guys, you know, not putting them in positions to fail. So I don't think every case is the same. You got to look at it on a case-by-case basis. I was stunned that did you think that they were going to keep him in the game after he walked Ozzy Albies? I didn't. I'm glad they did. I agree with you. I just didn't think they would.
I mean, the announcers were like, oh, here comes Andy. And it wasn't Andy. It was the pitching coach instead, thank goodness. But when he was walking out, I'm still like, no reason to take him out here. I'm like arguing he's had a good game. Reward him. Allow him to get out of that mess. Because at the end of the day, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to lose? I mean, we're going to lose anyway.
The worst that could happen is an immeasurable thing. And it's the fact that he gives up a grand slam and his confidence takes a hit. But those are things that I can't measure and you can't measure. And I wouldn't be afraid of. I think that we are going to see more of this, more of the let's challenge the young arms. But as the season goes on, you're also going to see a lot of protecting the young arms. You know, a lot of, hey, I don't want him to throw 105 pitches. We want these guys ready and healthy for next year. Zach Thornton still has not thrown 90 pitches in a major league game. Like, they're still keeping his pitch count in the 80s. I would push him a little bit, but not all situations are created equal. You know, there are going to be varying spots.